Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, and we're just starting yesterday, Simen Tof Tzadi Dalet. And we were talking about the davening on Shavuos, and we went through the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, and we did the Maftir. We read from Biyom HaBikurim in Parshas Pinchas, and now we turn. We're at the very top word on Kuf Omud Beis, Umaftir, which means the Haftorah, B'Merkava. We read the Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel, and that is the special Haftorah that we read on the first day of Shavuos, Umasayim B'Pasuk V'Tisueni Ruach. And we finish it off with the famous words, V'Tisueni Ruach V'Shma Charei Korash Gadol. And that's the end of that Haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet tells us to read the Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel, V'Noagim B'Mikzas Mekomos. There is a minog in some places. He brings us down the name of Eris Achronim. Shagodol v'chacham korizos haftorah. We don't give this out to a child. Technically, a child could get the haftorah, but here you bedavka give it out to a chacham and a godol. A person should be reading this haftorah. Should be a special person. Why? The semach l'dvar. We have a little smach over here. Why this should be? Because it says in the Gemara, it tells us you're not allowed to learn the ma'isim akava. The lo b'ma'isim akava, a person shouldn't learn the ma'isim akava elim kein hoya chacham umevin midaito, because it says you shouldn't learn the ma'isim akava in group settings because people could make mistakes. You have to only learn it if you're able to understand it yourself. So therefore, the one who reads the ma'isim akava should be a godol, a chacham. Furthermore, he says v'gam yesh nogim. There is a custom that people read along with the person reading the Haftorah. They read it along with him. So if you're reading it along with him, this is such a special Haftorah that you should say it standing up because it is so important. Okay, fine. So that finishes off Sif Aleph, and we now go and look at Sif Beis. Mechaber tells us, "Bayom Hasheni Korim B'Parshas Kol HaBchor Atzov Sidra." In Chutz Laaretz, of course, we have a second day of Shavuos, so we read the parsha at the end of Re'eh Kol HaBchor until the end of Parshas Re'eh Atzov Sidra. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Hey, "Imchol B'Shabbos." If Shavuos, second day of Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, Shetzrich and Likros Yosa, you have to read more because you have seven aliyos, and Kol HaBchor is relatively short till the end. It's Shvi in the Aliyah of Re'eh, and you're dividing it up already into five slots, five Aliyos for Yontif. You really can't divide it up much more than that. So if Shabbos is on the second day of Shavuos, Dor B'Shabbos Sorach Shivakrim, you need to have seven Aliyos, so Maschilin Aser Tiaser. So we go back to Chamishi, and we read from Re'eh, from Aser Tiaser. Mechaber continues and he says, okay, after you finish laning of Kol HaBchor, Umaftir, Koriko Esmo, you read Ubayoma Bikurim from Parshas Pinchas, and then you have a special Haftorah, Umaftir. Sometimes Maftir means the Maftir, and sometimes Maftir means the Haftorah. You have to read it in context. So here it's talking about the Haftorah. The Maftir, the Haftorah, is B'Chabakuk, from the Treos or Novi Chabakuk, and you read Min Vashem Behechal Kodsho until Adlam Netzeach Beginino Soy. Fine. That's Sif Beis. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Osu lisanos b'motzi chag ha-shavuos, on Isru chag, you're not allowed to go and fast. The day after Shavuos, you're not allowed to go and fast. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav tells us, why not? Mipnei kishuchol atzeres b'Shabbos, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, hoye yom zvichas ha-korbanos achar Shabbos. When Shavuos came out on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to bring, other than mandatory korbanos for Shavuos, you're not allowed to bring them on Shabbos. And people had lots of other korbanos that they would bring, so they would bring him on Sunday, the day after Shavuos. And therefore, when Shavuos was on Shabbos, the following day, Sunday, was the day that they brought a lot of the korbanos, and therefore, v'hu ke'ein yom tov, brings that from the Magen Avraham, so that it had the status of being like a yontif for people, and therefore, on a yontif, you don't fast. Well, a few times there, the Mishnah Berurah says, based upon this reasoning, v'isru chag sha'acher sukkos mutar lisanos. Technically, it has nothing to do with the day after Yontif. It's special for Shavuos, that the day after Shavuos, they had a lot of korbanos, because Shavuos could sometimes be on Shabbos, and Shavuos is only one day, so they couldn't bring all their chagigos on Shabbos, Shavuos, so they bring them on Sunday, Matzei Shavuos, and therefore, this din of Isru Chag is unique to Shavuos, and therefore, the day after Sukkos, you would be allowed to go and fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ochein midivrei Agro, based upon the Vilna Gaon, Mashma the Gam Shom Ein Lis Anos. The minig is that we don't fast on Isru Chag of Sukkos as well. The Chaimukach Beveis Yosef, and this is brought down, in fact, in the Beis Yosef. The issue foot number 12 brings down that the minig is shelo lisanos b'chol isru chag. We don't fast on any day of isru chag. He adds further, what happens if a chassan and kala get married on that day? She'enem misanem b'isru chag. If it's on isru chag, they don't have to fast as well. What happens? Let's say somebody fasted a tanis chalom on Shabbos. So we already learned previously. So you have to do a makeup fast. The fact that you fast on Shabbos, you now have to fast for fasting on Shabbos. So you're supposed to do that right away. So you would do it on Sunday. So if this was Shabbos Shavuos, let's say, and now Sunday is the day you'd want to do the tanis chalom makeup. So that's isuchag. So the Mishnah Brura brings down. Then you'd be allowed to go and fast. Why? It's only a minug not to fast on Isru Chag for the reasons that we just brought down. And since it's so important to have the Tanis Chalom, you're making up for that right away, so therefore you can even fast on Isru Chag. However, he brings down, if you did a Tanis Chalom and Cholomoyt, and now you're making it up, then Shetov she'esa tanis al taniso yisana rak achre Isru Chag. Then don't do it on Isru Chag, do it after Isru Chag, not on Isru Chag itself. Finally, he says a tiny yard site. People would have the custom that they would fast on the day that their father or the mother Nebuch passed away on the yard site. So he brings that from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, She'en lisanos b'isruchag. If that day comes out in isruchag, you don't fast. Now we go weiter. Read the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the ein omrim tachnun mitchilas rosh chodesh sivan ad ches bo. We don't say tachnun the entire first days of the month of Sivan, from rosh chodesh sivan up until, including, obviously, Shavuos, Ad Chesbo, and including Isru Chag. So you don't read it on Isru Chag as well. You don't say Tachnun Isru Chag. Da'inu Acha Isru Chag. You only start returning to say Tachnun after Isru Chag. And this is brought down in the name of the Hagos, by Monios, and also from the Minhagim. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, V'gam ein mis'anim bam. You're also not allowed to fast on any of these days. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, what about a chassan and a kala if they get married right before Shavuos? So he brings down, according to the Mogen Avram, Tzrichim l'sanos b'yomel. They are allowed to fast and should fast. V'hosif, and he adds, Sheish makilim. However, there are those that are meikol, Shebechol yom she'en omim tachnun. Any day that you don't say tachnun, with the exception of Chodesh Nisan, ain't Tzrichim l'sanos. We don't do fast days. He brings down as well from the Eishel Avrami, but charge, Shameikal ein maznichin also. If somebody's meikol, you don't have to protest, you don't have to be mad at them. However, he says, Parshat HaMinuk, the Morgan Avram. The Minuk, he says, is more like the Morgan Avram, that people do fast on those days if they get married before Shavuos. And he brings down from Rav Yashiv as well, Shemisanim biyomim shebein rosh chodesh sivan l'shavuos. You are allowed to go and fast on those days. It's not a problem. Mishmur continues and he says, Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You don't say Tachlin from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So he says, Dimiyad Bisheni Bisivan. Amal Ham Moshe Lekachim Torah. Well, on Rosh Chodesh, we know you don't say Tachlin. So what's special about the second day? So that's already when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, prepare for the Shloshes Mehagbola. Ketirziv, Im Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli, Ushmartim Es Bisivan Gomer. So the reason Mishabur gives is because that was the start of preparing for Matan Torah. Even though it's not the Shloshes Me'agbala, it is preparing for Matan Torah, and therefore we don't say Tachlin on that day as well. This day, the second day of the month of Sivan, is known as Yom HaMeyuchas, the very Meyuchasdik day. Some say it's a euphemism over here because it's really not Meyuchasdik. It happens to be the only day over here that is not Rosh Chodesh or the Shloshes Me'agbala or Shavuos. So therefore, it's known as Yom HaMeyuchas. In any event, we don't say Tachlin on that day. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, after Isru Chag, do you say Tachnun or not? That's already a machlokas. So the opinion that we brought down over here is that you do say Tachnun. The first opinion of the Ramah over here is that you do say Tachnun after Isru Chag. So from the 8th and onwards, you do. However, he brings down from the Ramah, She'omrim Tachnun, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down later on, Sheyesh Mekomo Shebohem Noagim Shalolo Mar Tachnun Kol Hashisha Yomim Shachri Shavuos. For the 6 days after Shavuos, which are known as the Yemei Tashlumim, if you didn't bring your carbon on Shavuos, you still had 6 additional days to make it up. So those Yemei Tashlumim go until Yud Beis. So Kivon, Sheyesh Tashlumim LeKorbanu Sechag, Kol Yomim Elu, since you could still bring your korbanos, it's like a yontif for you, and therefore you don't say Tachnun up until including Yud Beis. And this is also brought down the Luach Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, the Chazon Ish said no. Achri Isru Chag Yesh Lomar Tachlun. So there are two different opinions over here. You do say Tachlun, you don't say Tachlun from the 9th through the 12th. Uladas Asovim She'en Lomar Tachlun Mechosh Isha Yomim Shalach HaShavuos. According to this opinion that says you don't say Tachlun up until Yud Beis, so what about in Chutz Laretz? Do we extend that one more day? So the Shari Knesset Zagdola says, Yesh makomus hanogin limnos shisha yomim achri yom tiv sheni. V'lchein gam b'yud gimel b'sivan lower metachlin. There are those that say that you don't say it even in chutz laretz on yud gimel because it's 6 days from the end of Shavuos and it's 2 days of Shavuos. However, there are those that say that you do. And Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains his opinion. He says, even in Chutz Laretz, they didn't bring Korbanos there. So even if there's a Sveik of the Yoma, it wasn't a day of Tashlumim. So therefore, we only go for this opinion like Eretz Yisrael, which could be bringing Korbanos up until Yud Beis. So therefore, up until Yud Beis, we don't say Tachlim. But Yud Gimel, even in Chutz Laretz, which would be technically still 6 days after the last days of Shavuos, it's not called the day of Tashlumim, and you do say Tachnun. The Rama continues and he says, "V'noagin l'shtoach hasavim b'shavuos." Beveis Haknesses says, the Rama says that there's a beautiful minhag to go and spread out grass in the shuls on Shavuos. The reason the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tes, "Hainu bein sheshotchon be'erev yontif." Whether you do this, he says first on erev yontif, or b'yontif gufo, or even on Shavuos itself, that was the minhag. And he says, "Va'afilum osan hasavim ein ruuyin l'maychol behema." Even if it wasn't fit for animal fodder, you're allowed to use this. It's not considered muksa. Kivin shechoshav alei mibojom, shor l'taltalot. Since you're planning on putting it out here, so you're allowed to move it on Shavuos itself. Kemo shekosav simen shinches sivkof, as we learned the din of muksa over there. Or befrat im himasavim hamirichim. But that has to be, if there's some benefit to them, they have a nice aroma, and you can smell them. Now, ochein imchol Shavuos b'yom rishon, but if Shavuos is on a Sunday, you can't spread them out on Shabbos. That's not right, because then Shabbos will be preparing for Yontif, which isn't allowed. You're not doing it for Shabbos, you're doing it for Yontif. What should you do in this situation? Either put it out Yontif Gufa on Sunday, or be Erev Shabbos to put it out on Friday. Now, why was this done? What was the reasoning behind this? So the Rama says, the reason that it is they put this in Beis HaKnesses and the Batim in their houses as well. Zecher l'simchas Matan Torah. This is a reminder to the great joy that we had at Matan Torah. What is this referring to? So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud explains, Shayu sam asavim saviv Har Sinai. There was grass all around Har Sinai, as it tells us in the pasuk of Siv Atzom Vabkar Al Yeru V'Gomer. They weren't allowed to go up over there on the mountain and graze. So this is why it reminds us of the great simcha of Matan Torah. I heard another reason once, a beautiful reason that is brought down, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. But he was born 3 months prematurely. So 3 months later would be Zayin or Vav of Sivan, which would be the day of Shavuos. And he was put into a little teva, into the sea of reeds. And therefore, we remind ourselves of this nes, that he was saved, Moshe Rabbeinu was saved on Shavuos by putting out the asavim in the shuls. A very nice custom. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, B'makom shenoagim l'chalek asavim hamirichim b'beis haknesses. If the minhag is, he brings out from Achronim, Kosov Achronim, that the places where they had this minhag to put out these aromatic flowers in the shul, lo yachalku mibaruch shomer ad achar tefillah shmoneh esrei. Don't put them out in between baruch shomer and shmoneh esrei, kidei shuchlo varach leim, because they have a nice aroma and you're supposed to make a bracha on them, but you're not allowed to interrupt between the bracha of baruch shomer until the end of shmoneh esrei. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to make the bracha. So don't put them out between baruch shomer and shmoneh esrei. The Bein Tayim also lahafsik, because otherwise it would be a hefsik. Then he says, "Noagim lahamidi lonos b'beis haknesses b'batim." Some people have the custom; they even put up trees in the shul in their houses. Zeche shebatzeres nidono aperus ilan. He brings that from the Mogen Avraham, because on the Yontif of Shavuos we're judged on the fruit trees, and therefore, as a reminder of this, they would put up fruit trees in their shuls. The issue footnote number 15 brings down from the Mogen Avraham. V'yispalu aleihem, you should daven about them. The Kenevi Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down the Magen Avraham and says you should daven for a successful year. The fruit tree should be successful. On the other hand, the Elyon Rabba brings down from the Magen Avraham that he didn't have the words v'yispalu aleihem, and the Mishnah Berurah didn't write down over here v'yispalu aleihem as well. He says not sure why. Okay, the Vilna Gaon, however, has a different opinion. The Vilna Gaon, which brought down the Chayyodom in the Shaaretz Zion Os Yehudi, tells us, Bitel Minog Zeh. He wasn't a fan of this Minog, and he got rid of this Minog. Why? Because this is what the Goyim do. They put up trees, and therefore, we don't put up trees. He didn't like this custom. The issue footnote number 16 says, what about Shtichas Asovim, putting out the grasses? Is that still allowed? So he brings that from the Stipler Gon and from Shlomo Zalman, both Zatzal, Shein B'chal Chukas Amim. That's not considered a Goyish Minog. And therefore, mutter l'shotron. We do put out the flowers and the grasses in the shul. That is allowed. And this is also opinion of Yashiv. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Yigris Moshe, brings down, according to the Vilna Gaon, English Toach Avilu Asavim. It wasn't just the trees, it was even the grasses. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gaon. And they said in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Lishtoach Avilu Asavim. The Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gaon said, don't put out the grasses in the shul. The Alpha Pisha Sover, the Stipler Gaon said, Shasavim Einom Bechlal Chukos Akum, even though it technically is a Chukos Akum, nevertheless, he wasn't in favor of this minhag. The Rambam continues and he says, "V'noagim mekamim makomos lechol machali cholov biyom rishon shel shavuos." The famous minhag of eating milchiks on the first day of Shavuos. Now, there's a lot to discuss over here. We don't have time to finish it today, but we'll get started today. So we can see this in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Mekamim makomos lechol. He says, "V'mutul lisanos tanis chalov b'shavuos." Can you do a tanis chalom or not? So I only come and see the tough reish dalad minogan avram, but mashikasadu shom mishnah brua. Whether you can make a tanis chalom on Shavuos itself, and you look in Dirshu footnote number 17, he brings down from the Ma'ariel that Shavuos ain't lisanos tanis chalom. You shouldn't do a tanis chalom. This is also the opinion of the Chok Yaakov. He brings out from the Shon Halachos that the Mishnah Brura didn't mention this. On the other hand, the Ola Shabbos and the El Yezuta and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they all bring down Shemis Anin Tanis Chalom Gam B'Shavuos, that you can't fast the Tanis Chalom on Shavuos. And the Kaf HaChaim concludes and he says, Mikol Mokom Shevi Al Tasi Odif Ein L'Sanis. He says, if your choice is to fast or not to fast, he says it's better not to fast. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Why? He brings down Hakol Modim Batzeres Shebeinon Lochem, that you need to have some aspect of personal benefit from Shavuos. The other holidays, if you want to give them Kulu Lashem, it's okay. You can just spend the whole day learning. But in Shavuos, we bedavka want to show that we're happy with Matan Torah, so we want to show that there's a Gashmius aspect over here, and therefore we bedavka don't fast on Shavuos, and we have Michael and Mishta. And he says, even though a person can get great simcha from his learning, nevertheless, we want to demonstrate that we're happy about getting the Torah, and we demonstrate that by eating and drinking. Kedei laharos le'acherim, she'enom yodim shu misanei b'lim Torah. People that don't understand the wonderful geschmack you can get from learning Torah, they'll at least see that you're really happy by eating and drinking, and they'll learn the importance of Torah from that. Okay, now, this macholi cholov concept. We begin in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Beis, where he says, "Ayin the Mogen Avram." Why the Mogen Avram says that we go and eat milchiks? But the Mishnah Brura says, "Vani shamati od b'shem godol echad shomer tam nochel zeh." I heard a different explanation than what the Mogen Avram said, and we'll see this Mogen Avram in the Berhetiv in Os Ches. But first, we'll go to the Mishnah Brura, and he says the other time is ki be'esh amdu har Sinai v'kiblu haTorah. At the time that we stood on Har Sinai and got the Torah. We learned all the dinim then. Kimosha because of Rasad Yagon. Rasad Yagon says that from the Aseret HaDibros you can see all the Taryak mitzvos. Shebaseret HaDibros kulo kol haTorah. The Yardum in a Harle Basim. So they came down from Har Sinai and they now knew Hilchos Kashrus. They knew Hilchos Basov v'Cholov. And they came down to their houses and lo motzu ma lechol. They had nothing to eat. Take it immediately. Milk you have right away. You go milk the cow and you can eat. But the cut flesh, they had to have a kosher shechita and everything. You need a lot of work to do over here. You have to go find a sakin that's been checked. Now that you know these halachos. You have to go cut out all the parts that you're not allowed to eat, the chalev and the dam. You have to rinse it and go salt it. You have to take a new clothes, new utensils, new chalev that aren't treifas inside of them. All the chalev they had before that, that were cooked within the last 24 hours, all treif. So natural lehem. So therefore, it was much easier to have milchiks. Therefore, they had milchiks. And we do a reminder of this. The issue for number 18 brings down that this is only true according to the opinion the Chafetz Chaim brings down in his Sefer Likutei Halachos. This is only true according to the opinion. Now, there's a printing mistake here. It says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and it says Shesover HaTorah Nitna B'Erev Shabbos. His opinion was the Torah was given on Friday, and therefore there would be no problem of shechting. So the only problem was that they didn't have everything ready to shecht. But according to the Chacham, it says the Torah was given on Shabbos, so this din or reasoning doesn't apply because they couldn't shecht anyway because it was Shabbos. In the Berhetiv, Oschas, he brings down many Tamim, and he says, this is be from Tam in the Zohar, and this is brought down by the Morgan of Ram. The 7 weeks over here represent the 7 clean weeks that a woman goes, becomes Tar for her husband. So we, it's Kali Yisrael, and the 7 weeks became Tar to accept the Torah. If you do the Dam neck of an Asacholov, and Dam goes and becomes milk, the Hainu Midin L'Rachamin, this went from the strict din of justice to the din of Rachamin, or meaning of Asenu Torahi, achish zor shelo yavoli the yisur. But you have to be very careful by having this milchiks, and one shouldn't make a mistake and eat milchiks and fleishiks together in any way. And there's problems with hard cheese. And Mitzvah Shem will continue this discussion in tomorrow's shiur. That concludes today's shiur.